This is the Music History Today podcast for April 24th. On today's show, David Bowie gets married, Paul McCartney announces he's not dead, but some people still don't believe him, plus a long-running show comes to an end. First up, though, on this date in 1792, the national anthem of France, La Marseillaise, was written. In 1944, composer and actor Ivor Novella was convicted of coupon fraud. He served 8 weeks in jail for that. In 1945, Miles Davis recorded for the first time. In 1959, the long-running radio and TV show Your Hit Parade ended. In 1961, Bob Dylan debuted on an album, but it was for playing harmonica on Harry Belafonte's song Midnight Special. In 1963, Brenda Lee got married. In 1968, Apple Records, the Beatles company, not the computer company, declined to give David Bowie a recording contract. In 1969, Paul McCartney denied to the press that he was dead, which still didn't kill the rumors that he was dead. Go figure. In 1976, producer Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live offered the Beatles $3,000 to reunite on his show. The next week, George Harrison showed up on the show to claim the money. In 1977, the Talking Heads started their first European tour. In 1979, the state of Georgia declared Ray Charles' classic song, Georgia on My Mind, to be the official state song. In 1984, Jerry Lee Lewis got married again. In 1988, Mick Fleetwood got married. In 1992, Michael Jackson was sued for copyright infringement by the Cleveland Orchestra, of all things. Also in 1992, David Bowie married supermodel Iman. In 1993, the Farm Aid 6 concert took place. In 2002, Jewel was injured in a horse riding accident. In 2003, Fox Television premiered the news special, The Michael Jackson Interview, The Footage You Were Never Meant to See, trying to cash in on the Michael Jackson hysteria at the time. In 2008, Jane's Addiction reunited during the NME Awards. In 2012, the Beach Boys reunited for a 50th anniversary tour. And in 2018, the IFPI released a report that said that streaming services topped CD and vinyl sales for the very first time. In classical music, in 1801, Joseph Haydn's oratorio, The Seasons, premiered. In 1823, Eugene Scribes premiered the opera Le Menteur Véridique. In 1946, César Franck's ballet, Symphonic Variations, premiered in London. In theater, in 1950, the Leonard Bernstein musical Peter Pan opened on Broadway. In 1965, the musical Comedy in Music Opus 2 closed on Broadway. In 1992, the revival of the musical Man of La Mancha opened on Broadway. In 2011, the Green Day musical American Idiot, the musical, closed on Broadway. And in 2016, the musical Waitress opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 24th, in 1960, Fiorello won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1982, Germany won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1991, Reba McEntire and Garth Brooks were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. And in 1996, Alan Jackson, Patti Loveless, and Brooks and Dunn were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 24th include in 1968 when Gary Puckett and the Union Gap released Gary Puckett and the Union Gap featuring Young Girl. In 1970, Ringo Starr released Sentimental Journey. In 1971, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released Four-Way Street. In 1980, Cameo released Cameosis. In 1989, Tom Petty released Full Moon Fever, classic album. In 1990, World Party released Goodbye Jumbo. In 1998, Helloween released Better Than Raw. In 2001, Janet Jackson released All For You, and the Bee Gees released This Is Where I Came In. In 2006, Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris released All the Road Running. In 2007, Patti Smith released 12, and Lou Reed released Hudson River Wind Meditations. Singles that were released on April 24th include in 1958 when Dion and the Belmonts released I Wonder Why. In 1959, the Drifters released There Goes My Baby. In 1963, Mary Wells released Your Old Standby. In 1964, Otis Redding released Security. In 1967, Bob Dylan did a twofer. He released Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat and Most Likely You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine. Also in 1967, Pink Floyd released Arnold Lane and The Doors released Light My Fire, another classic song. In 1970, the Moody Blues released Question. In 2001, the Isley Brothers released Contagious. And in 2020, Jordan Jones released Blind. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 24th include legendary entertainer extraordinaire Miss Barbra Streisand. Also, American Idol alum and TV host Kelly Clarkson. Singer Kalani. Singer Skylar Stecker. Singer Kellen Quinn. Singer Ash. Rapper Millie B, singer Ali Simpson, rapper Manalio, rapper Elam Kawonu, country music singer Carly Pierce, singer Alejandro Fernandez, country music singer Danny Gokey, singer Sani, singer Joe Henderson, St. Clair Lee of the Hughes Corporation, producer Tony Visconti, Doug Clifford of Creedence Clearwater Revival, singer Robert Knight, Preston Ritter of the Electric Prunes, Nigel Harrison of Blondie, Captain Sensible of the Damned, David Jay of Bauhaus, Billy Gold of Faith No More, saxophonist Johnny Griffin, singer Freddie Scott, Glenn Dale of the Fortunes, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys, Steve York of Manfred Mann, Boris Williams of The Cure, Patty Schemmel of Hole, Aaron Combs of The Spin Doctors, and Tyson Ritter of The All-American Rejects. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 24th include composer and Benedictine monk Florian Rastill, who passed away in 1758 at the age of 41. Composer Giuseppe Paolucci passed away in 1776 at the age of 49. Composer Pierre Joseph Candille passed away in 1827 at the age of 82. Composer Francois van Campenhout passed away in 1848 at the age of 69. Composer Louis Piccini passed away in 1850 at the age of 70. Composer Valenti Kratzer passed away in 1855 at the age of 75. Composer Richard Batka passed away in 1922 at the age of 53. Composer Ferdinand Hummel passed away in 1928 at the age of 72. Composer Paul Klengel passed away in 1935 at the age of 80. Composer Bernard van Deernen passed away in 1936 at the age of 51. Film composer Hubert Bath passed away in 1945 at the age of 61. Composer Manuel Ponce passed away in 1948 at the age of 65. Composer Jeff Van Hoof passed away in 1959 at the age of 72. Film and TV orchestra conductor and pianist Lenny Hayton passed away in 1971 at the age of 63. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Pete Ham of the group Badfinger committed suicide in 1975 at the age of 27. Composer Robert Erickson passed away in 1997 at the age of 80. Music Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Mel Powell passed away in 1998 at the age of 75. Singer Al Hibbler passed away in 2001 at the age of 85. Gospel singer Reverend Timothy Wright passed away in a car accident in 2009 at the age of 61. The singer, nicknamed the King of Rumba Rock, Papa Wemba, passed away after collapsing on stage during a concert in 2016 at the age of 66. Singer Billy Paul passed away in 2016 at the age of 81. Grieg Prize-winning pianist Jan Kaiser passed away in 2016 at the age of 83. Singer and actor Dick Rivers passed away in 2019 on his 74th birthday. Singer Harold Reed of the Statler Brothers passed away in 2020 at the age of 80. Opera singer with the Vienna State Opera from 1955 to 1994 and also the Metropolitan Opera from 1959 to 1993. Krista Ludwig passed away in 2021 at the age of 93. And singer and social justice activist Willie Resetarits passed away in 2022 at the age of 73. Next time on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 25th, when in 1917, jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald was born.